podcast that you're listening to is being presented to you with the cooperation of the SJ Network. If you're a person who needs a publicist and you want to appear on podcasts, contact Stephen Joyner at s-j-network.com. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, Mom, what do you do when 50 ghosts are visiting the Sherpa Chalet?
I hope that it's the Too Many Podcasts Halloween special. And today's special guest is Jennifer Page of the I Talk to Ghosts podcast.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hello there, Rebels of the Sherpalution, and welcome to Too Many Podcasts. It is the podcast about podcasts and so many more. And you know what today is? It's Halloween. And you know, we have a saying around the Sherpa Chalet that Halloween without my friends from Odd Tonic is kind of like Arbor Day. Yeah, we have that embroidered on a pillow somewhere around here. Someone's probably going to throw at me in a little bit. But anyway, I digress. So you know who our guest today is, or do you?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
She is one half of the Odd Tonic team, and Odd Tonic has been taking a little bit of a hiatus, and that's okay. They're allowed. A lot of hard work goes into those shows. And she's got a brand new spooky podcast out, and it is called I Talk to Ghosts, and that's what she does. Her name is Jennifer Page. She's an actress and a podcaster and a mermaid sometimes and a good friend of the show as well. It was such a pleasure to see her again, and we got all caught up, and we got to talk about her podcast and the life of a spirit medium. And of course, it was always a fun and fascinating conversation, and it always is with Jennifer. And of course, Jennifer was prepared with the traditional spooky story for Halloween, so have a listen to that as well. And you get to learn a little bit more about her. It's a really fascinating conversation. So let's go down to the spooky room for my conversation with my buddy, the lovely Jennifer Page.
Ooh. Welcome to the spooky Sherpa Chalet.
And my guest is actually one of the reasons why I do a Halloween show, Rebels. To be perfectly honest with you, she is the recipient of the Sherpa Chalet Hat Trick Interview Award. And you know what you win? You win a podcast. But she's got a new podcast, and we're going to get to that. As you know, I love the podcast Odd Tonic, and they've been taking a little bit of a breather, but she is one half of the team, and she's got a brand new, exciting, new spooky podcast called I Talk to Ghosts, and it's Odd Tonic, but this time it's personal. My friend Jennifer Page is here once again, of course, for the Halloween show. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's so great to talk with you again.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to have you guys here, especially for your favorite occasion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm right there with you. Halloween is it.
I'm thinking you're probably one of the few people who doesn't care that, like, that people have, that the stores have the Halloween decorations up already in like August.
Oh my gosh, I've already done all my shopping. I was thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled. I'm like, what is this? August? I'm there. And I think I'm done. I think I'm done already because I'm, you know, I've got the buyer's guilt of budget and everything. But so, you know, I'm still looking, but I've done a lot of the majority of my shopping already, and which is fabulous.
I was always wondering, I mean, I don't think we ever discussed this. When you went trick-or-treating as a kid, did you have like a favorite costume or anything like that?
Oh, I was one of those kids that I wanted to make it myself. Mm-hmm. And then I had the hardest time. It was like decision paralysis, you know? Okay. So, but yeah, count on it being elaborate and way too complicated and probably really uncomfortable. But that's part of Halloween, right?
That is true. Yeah, mine were kind of like, I think of that Jerry Seinfeld routine, which was like, probably describes it perfectly, where the costume looks like silk pajamas and you have the mask that's got the tiny hole
by the mouth that you can barely breathe, and that rubber band that breaks after about 5 minutes after you put it on.
Right, right.
And your mother wears you, makes you wear the heavy coat over the costume. It's like, oh, right. Yeah, it's right. Give me candy.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, like, I've never been one to like freeze my butt off to be the sexy mailbox or anything like that. Like, it's like, no, that's not the point of this holiday for me.
That's right. Comfort, but stylish.
Yes, definitely.
So, all right. So we'll talk a little bit about this. Now, you actually came up with the title before you actually had the podcast, The I Talk to Ghosts.
Yes, that's true. I knew I wanted to do a podcast to share ghost stories. And it was always on the back burner in my brain. Like, I just enjoy it so much. And I love narrating stories. And I have so many stories of my own as well of haunted experiences. And trying to come up with a name, like I like to say that a name is really important. It makes something real. And, it was one of those things like, what do I call it? What do I call it? And I had a few different names and a few different titles. And then one day I'm backing out of my driveway, wasn't even really thinking about it, middle of spring. And all of a sudden I get this mental suggestion in my head, why not call it I Talk to Ghosts? I'm like, oh, I love that. I really love that. I'm going to call it that. And I have told this story, but Maxwell pointed out to me after I started recording and everything, he's like, you named the podcast at a time where it didn't fit because you weren't talking to ghosts. And then later on, after that decision and, earmarking it and everything, you really started to study mediumship and have experiences like that. And now you do talk to ghosts. And I share those experiences on the podcast as well. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And that is a little weird if you think about it that way. So yes, I thank the spirits for helping me name the podcast because I really do love it. And it catches people's attention. It catches people's attention too as a title. So that's important. And I appreciate the suggestion from the ether.
What I found interesting in, actually, one of the descriptions of your show, it refers to you as a haunted girl. And now we've spoken several times, and haunted was never the word that comes to mind when we talk, but I get it. I mean, it's nothing that I would debate with you at all, my friend. Uh-huh. Because I guess it's with haunted, you kind of assume that a person almost kind of has a burden of
right.
something.
Mm-hmm.
But you never don't see like even when you're dealing with spirits that it's a burden.
Yeah, my vibe is I'm skipping through the graveyard. I've always been fascinated by the subject of ghosts, and I describe myself as haunted because the majority of the places that I've lived have had paranormal activity in them. In fact, it's a rare occurrence. It feels odd when I'm living in a quiet location. And it's so, and that is why I describe myself as being haunted. But no, it doesn't bother me. Sure, I've had plenty of experiences that have startled me or left me upset or, thoroughly creeped out.
Sure.
But I've also learned to adjust. And I think that the act of mediumship really, really helped with that because suddenly I understood that it's not just open your front door and let anyone in.
Right.
There are rules that are respected, and it's the energy and the intention that you put out there. It's, we could really get into deep conversations about consciousness and what that means and how it affects the universe and on a quantum level even, but I think maybe that's a different episode.
The beginning of your answer actually was another question that I had in mind for you. Do you think that you're drawn to where the spirits are, or the spirits are drawn to where you are, or a little bit of both?
It's probably a little bit of both. I have definitely felt like I can tell when something is haunted. I can also tell where the EMFs are. I also have found that when I get excited about the topic of ghosts, that's when more activity would come in. Like when we were doing Odd Tonic, Maxwell was like, we got to smoke cleanse this place more often than not, because we know what's going to happen because he knows, you know. And I've always considered myself a bit of a ghost magnet or a ghost antenna. And again, it comes down to your intentions and what you give your attention and your energy to. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a happy two-way street, I think, for me. So, and the fact that I do feel like I can close down shop if I need to, is very helpful as well. I wouldn't think I would want to be in a situation where it's just like, yeah, come on in any time of day or night. No.
Right. Yeah, and I remember, I think when we, in one of our previous interviews, you had actually said sometimes when you and Maxwell were recording, right, you would hear voices and noises and stuff like that. And it was just the two of you in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a couple weird EVPs while recording, and things would go odd with the equipment, and, you know, we couldn't hear it, but when we played it back, it's like, this is unusable and things like that. And yeah, you can chalk it up to technical problems and wiring and things like that. I wouldn't want anyone to get the impression that I'm just this believer in all, no matter what, never question. I actually have a very, very analytical mind. In fact, it drives people crazy sometimes because something clearly paranormal will happen and I will pick it apart. And be like, well, it could have been this and it could have been Breeze, or what if this happened? And it's like, do you believe or not? And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, you know, but it is interesting. At the very least, I will say, yes, it is interesting. We had interesting things happen when we were recording.
You said in one of the episodes that your first encounter was when you were a little girl at Disney World on the Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yes.
There was somebody on the boat that nobody else saw, but you saw.
Yeah, they, while we were on the ride, and this was when I was really young, when I was two, there was a man standing there on the ride. And, you know, as our boat was approaching his platform, he got closer and jumped in the boat with us and totally freaked me out. And yeah, that's actually my first memory. And yeah, it's crazy. That's another reason why I wanted to start my podcast, just because I just have so many stories and so nice to have a place for them, you know?
Sure.
And it's weird being in, like, I hear myself talk, and it's weird being in a space in my life where I just treat this as normal, because at some point you kind of have to, you know, it just is. And it's fine if someone wanted to say, oh, I'm not a believer, or, oh, you're making it up. And it's like, oh, you know, that's your opinion and that's totally fine. It has nothing to do with me, really. And if your mind is made up before you even hear what someone is saying, cool, you know, whatever. But I will always find it fascinating.
You're getting all these incidents throughout your life and you're living different places. What kind of formed the opinion to become like a spirit medium? It was just like, this is the way to deal with it, or it was just your fascination with it where you wanted to do it that way?
The short version of the story is, I actually, without thinking about ghosts at all, I got into exploring energy work like Reiki, mm-hmm. and things like that. And while performing Reiki remote energy sessions with people, spirits would start to show up during those sessions. And so with a remote energy session, the short of it is, like, say you were going to have an energy session. We'd agree on a time. You go meditate. I do my thing, just focusing, meditating, sending healing energy to you. And so there's a lot of meditation involved, not a lot of personal interaction. It's all very metaphysical, right? And a lot of times I don't know much about the person I'm even working with outside of, hey, I have a fever, or, oh, my back hurts, or I could really use a mood boost, that sort of thing. And so I'm there by myself and doing my Reiki thing. And all of a sudden, just, it's really hard to describe. Sometimes it feels like someone would enter the room, or I'm getting an impression, or someone is just there. And I'll, after the session, like the next day, I'll give feedback to the person that I did the session for. And I would say, so, hey, you know, this older woman showed up and she liked sewing and she was telling me about how you guys used to vacation. She was showing me a beach, you know, thing, you know, weird little snippets of life. And someone would be like, oh my God, that's my grandmother. How wonderful that she was here for this. You know, so that started happening first. And it was kind of like it took me so long to connect all of the dots to finally, you know, like stepping stones, like haunted life, loving ghost stories, energy work, third eye stuff, you know, all kinds of weird I love metaphysical studies. And for it all to lead to mediumship, it's like, oh, this is a story to tell and I'm going to tell it on my podcast. And who knows? And the great thing is there's always new content, right? Because it's still going on.
That is true. Now you have, this is going to be like a mini podcast. It's going to be 13 episodes.
You know, that was my original plan, that I was going to do 13 episodes and then assess. But I've already changed my plan to, I'm going to double down on the ghost stories in October. So those episodes will be a little different by the time people hear this. And then I'll pick up the rest of the 13 episodes. But I can't imagine not continuing. So maybe it'll be a quote unquote 13 episode season, but that doesn't mean there's a break in what's going on.
We know you've got a lot of rabid Oddtonic fans, so we've got to address that for a second. They love the show and the way that you guys present, and a lot of that were more just stories that were submitted by listeners and from lore and stuff like that. And there wasn't too much of you, but you did do a couple of episodes where you were actually relating to your personal experiences. Mm-hmm. So what is it like where now the focus is on all of these things that you've gone through in your life? Does it kind of creep you out, or it's just like, well, I'm putting it out there in the universe and, you know, people were probably wondering anyway?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And it has been a little weird for me because I'm a naturally introverted person. Mm-hmm. And to put myself out there like that and tell personal stories, I'm not much of a sharer really. And so to be comfortable with that aspect of, hey, these are all the weird things that happen to me. These are the weird things that I do. These are the weird beliefs I have. Here you go.
Surprise.
Yeah. Take it or leave it. That is something that, I don't know, maybe it just comes with age where we all just kind of get comfortable and in the skin we're in and realize that, sure, we're not, everything we say is for everybody. And that is completely fine. And like I said earlier, that has nothing to do with me. And don't listen to the podcast if, you know, keep scrolling, you know? But like I do every once in a while get a question online. Like they're like, so what is this mediumship thing? And I'm like, well, you know, I'll meet with a client, and this is outside the podcast, right? Meet with a client and I specifically connect them with a loved one or two who has passed. And I really strive for specific details, not like, oh, it's the loving grandmother in the kitchen baking. It's like, that could be anyone. That can apply to anyone, you know? And so like, I'll explain this whole process, right? And then I'll get a message like, oh, so you're a scammer, right? Block. And you know, they block me before I can even reply. And it's like, I don't have the nervous system to be a scammer. You know, I couldn't possibly. And I also don't have the imagination to make this stuff up. And like people I meet with, I have a first name. I don't even know what they look like a lot of times before, you know, or we'll correspond over email and, you know, their name is
Googling them and looking up their Facebook profiles. And
I don't even have the information to Google them. And sometimes I'll do a reading for the person that they know someone that they know is coming in. And like, I have no idea who that person is. Mm-hmm. And it's just, the whole thing is just so fascinating to me. And I'm experiencing it as much as the person sitting for me is, you know, and I find it, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I get more of an experience because they're just having someone tell them something. I'm having someone show me something or make me feel something or actually physically feel something or smelling something. You know, it's crazy how information can come in. I did a reading for someone. I forget where she's located. She's nowhere near me. But I got this really sharp pain in my eye and I go, oh my gosh, what is this? Do you know someone who, you know, I just described it. And she goes, oh, I know who that is. That must be my grandfather. He was blind in one eye. I'm like, yep, that could be. And then she proceeded to say an object hit his eye and he needed surgery. And it caused his blindness. So it made complete sense that
right.
I felt this impact and it hurt, you know.
Sure.
So yeah, that's crazy. Crazy specific information. And like, how would I know that about her dead grandfather? You know, you can't, we all say, oh, we'll go Google it, but it's like, there's very limited information, I think, online. You know, I don't document my life like that, but right. Maybe some other people do. But no, I feel like the less I know about someone, the better.
Sure.
Because then there, I've got this blank slate and that's exactly what I need in order for to create the space for a spirit to come through and talk. Because if I'm sitting here going, well, I know Uncle Joe died, then I'm thinking and it's all me thinking and not something else. Very hard to describe.
So when you get these, when you're hearing things and picking up visions and stuff like that, do you have to put yourself into like a certain frame of mind or is it, it's not like you're going to the supermarket and you look at somebody and you see someone walking behind them that they don't see. It's not like that.
No, I mean, I do get impressions when I'm not on call.
Okay.
In fact, if someone books an appointment with me, that's when I start paying attention because it's like the intention is set and it is going to happen. And then, so like, I usually have to start paying attention then when we both agree this is going to happen. And especially like the day before, the night before, the day of, weird things can happen. And it's funny because something might just catch my attention that normally doesn't catch my attention. And then it's like, oh, I gotta ask so-and-so about this. Like, and there was one time where I was just brushing my teeth and I was thinking about, oh, I'm gonna have a reading with, my friend. And suddenly brushing my teeth was this weird act. And I got on the call with her and I'm like, who had the issue with teeth? And there was an aunt who had an issue with teeth. So you just never know how the information is going to show up. But to really answer your question, I do set the stage for it. I don't like to bog myself down with rituals. Like I need to do this specific thing in this specific order at this specific time, because then you're just hampering yourself. But I do feel like you need to be in a certain open-minded space. You certainly need to be in a good mood. If I'm having a terrible day, that is the wrong vibration to be bringing to the table. Philosophically, and I know a lot of mediums agree with this, is you have to raise your vibration in order to meet spirits halfway. So to be in a bad mood is the worst thing that you can be in. And you also have to take your analytical mind and just be like, okay, I'm going to put this over here for now and I'm not going to question it. And that is very hard to do. But the reason you have to do that is if you're thinking and you're like, what if I'm wrong? Or what if this? And what if this is silly? What if this doesn't make sense? Or you're just, your analytical mind likes to rip things apart because it's not comfortable with the unknown and it'll shred things until it can grab onto something and say, this is it. Now I understand. And you just, there's no room for that in mediumship. And you have to put all of that aside. You have to put your ego aside and just allow space for whatever it is that's going to come in. And that's where the literal magic happens.
Did you ever have an experience like where you got a vision or sound or something like that, and it tied into you personally?
You mean like connecting with a loved one?
Maybe somebody that you knew or something like that.
I actually feel like I have a bit of an analytical block when it comes to my own relatives who have passed.
Okay,
it's almost like you're too close to it, but at the same time, I do feel as if like my stepfather has passed away, and I do feel like I connect with him sometimes. I've gotten a little bit of information and tidbits from him, and sometimes he shows up in my dreams. And whenever he does, I immediately think, oh my gosh, you're here. Look at you. You're here. You're here. I see you again, you know? And that's always really special. So sometimes they show up in my dreams.
I remember there have been times where I would have dreams and my grandfather would be there. And yes. And I would actually talk to him and say, but you're dead. And he just said, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And that does not sound like a dream, you
right.
know? Exactly. And so like whenever I wake up, I, you know, I'm always thankful for that. And always just, and that leads me to the other thought of, I don't think that this is an exclusive ability. Again, I think it's what we give our attention to mm-hmm. and that we all have this capability to connect with those that we love who have passed. And I really feel as if they know we're doing it. And whether or not, you know, how many people are said like, oh, I find dimes everywhere now, or this butterfly landed on me when I was thinking of, you know, my sister, things like that. It's like, believe it. You know, there's no reason not to. I think the world is cold when we reject the wondrous in life. And we should embrace it a little bit, especially if it helps. You know, it can help so much with the grieving process. And I just encourage people to explore that if they feel that resonates with them.
You know, and we are really like a tiny speck in this whole universe.
Right.
So, you know, there's got to be a lot of things that we're never going to be able to explain. So why rule it out?
Absolutely. I often say that we're trying to figure things out the whole entire universe while looking through a keyhole. You know, we have limited senses. We have limited experiences. What do we know? I don't know. I think it's much grander and I would rather have it that way. I find it comforting. And I think that's one of the reasons why I find ghost stories comforting as well. And I know I romanticize them a little bit and that's just, you know, personal examination there, but I do find them comforting, even if they're terrifying at times, because it means that there's something we can't explain. And I want that. I want that to be true.
We were haunted by the spirit of the Zoom lady for a second. It has become customary. You brought a spooky story.
Absolutely. You know, we have to find that. I love that balance of the spooky and the spiritual, right? Let's swing back to the spooky.
Okay.
So this story is from True Ghost Stories Archive, Volume 1, Weird and Scary Tales. It started one night when I was staying up late in my room, which was located at the end of the house. I was watching my TV when I heard footsteps on the other end of the home. They seemed to be coming from the kitchen towards the hallway, towards my room. In all fairness, I thought at first it was my stepmother about to chew me out about staying up late again. But then a feeling of terror and dread came over me. I had learned a long time ago that whenever I had this feeling, something unpleasant always followed. For one, the footsteps didn't sound right. I can't explain it to this day. There's a walk-in closet in my room, and I ducked into the closet in terror and silently searched for something I could use as a weapon. I heard the door to my room open up and the click of my light cord being pulled. Then I heard whoever it was going through my dresser. My heart was jumping out of my chest. At the time, nothing supernatural even crossed my mind. I thought maybe some thief was in the house looking for something to hop. I continued to hear the sound of my drawers being pulled out completely and set on my bedroom floor. Then after about 5 minutes, the noise stopped abruptly. Too abruptly. It was like the intruder just stopped, frozen in time, doing whatever he was doing. And finally, I had enough. Concern for my family overrode the terror, and I burst open the door. To my surprise, my room was completely untouched. There were none of my drawers lying overturned on the floor. My door was shut. There was no sign that anything had been molested in any way. Now I was flat out scared. When I told my stepmother about this, she tried to convince me I was just having a nightmare, but I was wide awake at the time. I still don't know who or what it was. They must have found what they were looking for, though, because they never came back.
No one can tell stories like you guys.
Thank you. I absolutely love it.
Do you have a favorite scary story that maybe you've done either on your show or in Autonic?
Oh, gosh.
There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, there are. When we were doing Autonic, I really enjoyed the time loop stories. Any mm-hmm. kind of weird quirkiness where something was repeating or suddenly it seemed you're in a different time period or no one else was there. Kind of that, what they call the Oz effect, where everything is just silent and you're in this bubble. Those stories always get me. And yeah, what I think is really scary is any story that has that independent confirmation to it, like something happened to you and then later someone else is like, what's with the weird dude in your backyard? It's like, you saw him too. You know, that always gets me. I think that's a great formula for a ghost story.
Yeah. And there are so many. I was doing my Sherpa samples a while back and I was sampling old podcasts that had stories from like independent authors, which is great that they get this kind of spotlight mm-hmm. on podcasts. And some of them were just fantastic, you know, where you kind of get the chills after you're done hearing it.
Right. Goosebumps. And I love it because it's scary, but it's thrilling. You know, it's exciting. And yeah, there's a whole mixed bag. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride, but yeah, it's fascinating to me. It really is. And now you're going to, you know, if there are ghost stories that you really love, please share them with me because now I need to know what they are.
You know, now on I Talk to Ghosts, this is a little bit more of a visual component for you too, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've done the Witch's Tonic though.
I've done The Forest Parlor is my
other YouTube. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, totally fine. It's not, yeah, it's probably not the best name in the world. But yeah, The Forest Parlor is more where I focus on like green witchery and nature elements and metaphysical things in that case. And I Talk to Ghosts is more like the spooky side of things that mm-hmm. I can just go all out with the scary and the unexplained. And I really love that. But yes, you were asking a visual component. Yes, there is a YouTube channel for I Talk to Ghosts. And that's a challenge, right? With podcasting, it's so great when you can just focus on the audio, but it's like, no, you got to do visuals. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. And maybe that's part of the 13-part episode too. Will I eventually switch just to audio? It remains to be seen.
I did an interview on someone else's podcast and I realized
Now I know why I don't do a video podcast, because you see like half of my face in the screen, and I'm shifting back and forth, and I'm apologizing the whole time that I do this. I'm like, I'm sorry, wait, no, I don't see the light.
No, I was filming one episode where I filmed everything. I had it in the can. And then when I reviewed the footage, my necklace was on backwards. And I'm like, I can't use this. I can't use any of this. And I had to go back and refilm everything just because of the visual like that. And then I think with that episode, maybe the spirits were messing with me that day, because I refilmed it again and I had this big old piece of hair sticking up. And, you know, white hair on a black background is not forgiving. So it's like, no, I'm checking my hair now. And it's like, and I'm like, I got to do it again. And then I filmed it a third time, and you know, your heart's just not in it afterwards. It sounds fine, but I could tell, I'm like, this is the unpeppiest episode ever. And I just gave it a couple days and redid it again. So yeah, there's a 4-take episode after.
I think the coolest thing, I know you like feedback on your shows and everything like that.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I'm a fan, so this is easy. I think with this podcast, with I Talk to Ghosts, you took what works in Odd Tonic, and it wasn't like you were trying to do a rehash of it, really.
No.
You know, you gave it the same feel, the same atmosphere, but you really kind of hit the listener with something else that it gave them kind of something to think about as well, you know, in addition to being a little spooked out.
Yeah. One of the things I really love about Odd Tonic is just the immersiveness of it, you mm-hmm. know, the presentation. And really, I can't take credit for that. That was all Maxwell. And I've learned so much from him and with storytelling and how to add music and sound effects to what you're doing and really taking your time with it. And just cultivating the whole atmosphere, you know, it's almost like the atmosphere itself is one of your guests. And yeah, I have no intention of having I Talk to Ghosts be a replacement for Odd Tonic, but it's kind of like the younger baby sister trying its best. and that's fine. And like, you know, Odd Tonic was longer episodes as well. I'm trying to keep these probably frustratingly short. If someone thinks that, I'm sorry, but it's what I can offer. And I'd rather try and have the quality in there. And some of the early episodes, I think the next one that there's an episode out there that is like 9 minutes long. They do get longer. I think I've reached 15 minutes, 17 minutes, but they're also nice, bite-sized bits of spooky for your day, right? Not everyone has an hour to devote at a time. So, you know, I hope there's a little bit of balance and happiness for people out there with what I can offer.
I mean, with the episodes that I've heard, it's very thorough, though. I mean, stories got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And, you know, you do that.
Yeah.
You're not just like,
episode concentrate. Yeah, right. Episode concentrate. I just end in the middle of a sentence. And that's our time limit, folks. Yeah. We're done.
I open the door and, oh, look at the time.
Right.
Okay, so we have a portion, and you know this, of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion. And this is where, of course, you can let everybody know about this wonderful new podcast. So take it away, Jennifer.
Oh, gosh. Okay. If you are interested in I Talk to Ghosts, you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, all of your favorite pod apps. I'm trying to get it on as many channels as possible. So if you happen to not have it on your favorite pod app, you can always message me or something and I'll try to get there. There's also the YouTube channel, which is, you know, youtube.com/I Talk to Ghosts. Easy to remember. You can find me on the socials. I have a Facebook page, an Instagram, And there's also a private Facebook group that you can find where I share written stories there. And if there's enough interest, I'm going to start doing some live events where I'll start reading stories. And I'm also open to doing mini medium sessions to see if anyone in the audience has a message from someone out there that they can randomly connect with. That'd be really cool to explore. But that's a private group on Facebook. And gosh, I think that's it. If anyone wants to reach out to me outside of the socials, they can email me at speaknow@italktoghosts.com. They can submit a ghost story. They can ask me questions. I love talking about all of this as well. And I have, you can visit italktoghosts.com to contact me. If you sign up for the newsletter, you're entered into possibly getting a free medium reading with me. I actually really enjoy doing free medium readings. I think I do the majority of my readings are either super, super cheap or free because it's just the experience is worth everything, right? And all that information is at italktoghosts.com.
She is the mistress of the macabre, the soothsayer of the spirits.
You know, I love that.
Before I let you go, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the podcast is called I Talk to Ghosts. And I am a big fan and a subscriber, folks. So you definitely got to check it out. You super enjoy it, especially if you're a fan of Odd Tonic or you've never heard Odd Tonic. Either way, you're going to love this show. And you're going to love Jennifer, too. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween. This has been amazing and fun.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Let's get back to the Sherpa.
Sorry about that.
A very special thanks to Jennifer Page of I Talk to Ghosts. Make sure you check out her podcast or her YouTube channel if you'd like to see her lovely face. And you can hear that show all over the place, just like you can hear this one. And if you don't like podcast apps for this one, you can follow me on my website, sherpalution.com, where all the shows are there, just waiting for you to listen. So make sure you've got a lot of Halloween candy if you're going to binge listen. And don't forget, if you like the show, if you could, please leave me a nice review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Say, ooh, I liked it. Sometimes it's spooky, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's silly, sometimes it's serious. If only the Sherpa could be successful in this podcasting business. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that one. You can also follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Sherpalution. Where else? And we will be back next week. You will hear my conversation with wrestler and podcaster Flynn Hendricks. And he hosts a podcast called I Know You Hear Me. So until then, Rebels, stay spooky and happy Halloween. Viva
la Spookalution.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?